Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to our Sunday night show. Di is here with me, and we're excited to be here. We, you know, we do our show every Sunday night at 8:30 Coast Time. It's all about, you mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me based on our book, and that's the name of our book. And tonight we got a great show, and I'm going to let Di start. So, Di, I'm glad you're here with me. It's always fun. So you and I have some great conversations on and off the air. So tell us what our show's about.
Our show is about developing a deeper connection with the person you care about. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Isn't that what it's about?
Yeah, there you go. How many glasses of wine you had? No, I'm just kidding. It's all good. So, anyway, I'm teasing you. No, we were joking about that a little bit ago. So, yeah, it's about how to develop a more intimate relationship with the man that you are, the man or woman you love or would like to love, right? You know, because I think we all want to have tantric sex all the time, and we want to have, feel this great connection to the guy or the girl that we care about or want to care about, you know. And how do we do that? What's your thoughts on that? So I'd like to hear what you have to say, because I know you've got a great relationship, and I know it's been challenging at times and that kind of thing. So share with us what you do or did to bring the great love in your life to you. So let's know that.
Before I met him, I would talk to him. That's the first thing. I used to lay in bed and talk to the invisible man. And I would tell him, you know, I can't wait to meet you. You know, this is what I want you to ask me about. You know, I mean, it's like you're kind of playing this, you know, scenario in your head of, okay, you know, this person is the one I'll be attracted to because this is what they're going to be interested in or whatever, you know. So mm-hmm. I think it's important that you kind of have that in your mind of what you're looking for. So that was before. Yeah, go ahead.
No, please, I want to hear that because that's important. So that was before you met him. You're living with your guy now. You met John, you know, after you had these conversations. So things that you, if it's okay and it's not too personal, what would you ask him about? Yeah. Would you say, hey, what questions would you ask him or what would you tell him? Would you pour your heart out to him? Yes.
Oh, you know, I don't know if I poured my heart out to him, but I would, you know, to the invisible man. But I would just tell him, you know, you will, you know, like me for my intelligence, or you'll like me because I'm nice. You know, I mean, it was like the things that I wanted him to like about me were things that were not superficial, you know. And it was like, you know, these are the qualities that I will love to see in you. You know, I mean, we'll just lay there and talk, and you'll be fun, and you'll be, you know, I mean, it was just. I'd lay there in bed and I would talk to this invisible man, and people may think I'm crazy, but you know, if you have that little idea in your head of what kind of a partner that you want and what's going to be important to them and what's important to you, and I would just you and I both believe, you know, the energy that we put out there is felt by. So, you know,
right.
Felt by people we love. And I think that you don't have to know them for them to feel that. And I think when you love someone or when someone that you love,
right.
You're going to love, is coming into your life, I mean, I completely believe that we love them prior to coming into this world. And so it's not like they're a stranger, you know. It's like a familiar soul that you've loved before. So, and which is funny because John does not have beliefs like that at all. He really is a one lifetime person, and so we are very different on that. So I know he laughs at me when I talk about stuff like this, but I completely believe, you know, when you meet someone and they really feel like you've known them before, it's because you have known them before, and they feel familiar to you, and you feel really comfortable with them. So I used to lay there and say, you know, you'll be, you know, family's going to be important to you, not just saying it is, you know. People always say, oh, family's important to me. They don't give a shit about their family, but, you know, you'll show me that that's important to you. You'll show me that you're not superficial. You'll show me that you're not all concerned about money, but you won't be cheap. Because remember, you know me. That's why a hot spot. I cannot do cheap. I don't do cheap.
Yeah, no, you're funny about that. That you have some great stories. That's enough.
Yes.
To be frank with you.
Yes, he had to pick up the tab on the first date. So I'm just old-fashioned like that.
I hear you. I'm the same way.
So that's what I did. You know, I would talk to this man that I believe is coming into my life, you know. But right. Not so much, you know, even if they don't feel that, even if they don't, you know, on some level feel what you're saying, it makes you be very conscious of what you're looking for. You know, it's kind of like the list that we make, you know, making lists of what you want in your partner. So when you're saying, this is what I'm going to see from you, then when you see it in someone, you'll be like, oh, wow, this is what I've been talking about for the last 25 nights in a row. And see, this guy isn't doing that or saying that or behaving in that way. You know, he had old-fashioned manners and he was a gentleman. And there's a lot of qualities like that that a lot of men don't have anymore. You know, it's kind of a lost art. I mean, it's a lost generational thing. So yeah, that was what I was, you know, going for, you know, to find a man who I could really have a real conversation with. And it wasn't fluff. Someone who's completely honest and open. And so that's what I, you know, that's what I used to say when I was laying in bed by myself at night. How about you? Now, what do you do?
So, because you're touching on some things that I really believe in. First of all, you're talking about, you know, being in bed and talking to your soul with his, okay? Whoever, mm-hmm. And you didn't know him. And by the way, guys, you're saying, well, I have a bad relationship. So did she. So did a lot of us, okay? You know, and mm-hmm. So Di said, enough of that. I'm not going to let that, you know, stop me. And I appreciated that about you. But you got to be really aware of who you are. And you said it a minute or so ago, you got to realize that the love that you have with your guy or your girl that you may or may have not met yet, you didn't meet him yet, you have known him before, okay, in past mm-hmm. lives. And what I really believe, and if you get this, that love travels over time and space to bring us together again, okay? And
right.
You agree with that. So what you got to understand is if you want a deep, intimate connection or a relationship with another, you got to be really aware of who you are. And that's what you did. So somebody thinks, what do you mean? How does that work? Well, when you wake up in the morning, are you happy or are you sad? And for a moment, remember, you know, when you woke up this morning, what did you feel like? And it's at the end of the day, like you would concentrate when you go to bed at night. Picture yourself moving through the day. Think about some of the emotions that you felt or you had and who you were with, and notice your emotional energy, because I think that is super key here. You know how to do that, Di, without too much effort, because you are metaphysical, you're spiritual. But let's say you're starting out and you don't know. How are you affected by other people? Let me give you an example, if that's okay. I have a friend of mine that called me today. She's a client. She says, I'm so sad. I go, really? Why are you sad? And she goes, well, I'm not sure I missed him. And I go, let me give you another idea. You're sad, I think, because you're tapping into you and your husband. You guys are getting ready to separate, and you're making plans to do that, and you feel like you're not living in truth, and you want to be with somebody else. So when your eyes pop open in the morning, you're not living where you want to live. And so you got to be aware of how you're affected by other people. And I know you've done that yourself. I remember people that you work with. I remember your ex when he would call you. I remember, you know, remember Naj, right? Naj would call you.
Right.
Naj would drive you.
Yeah.
Any of it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So you go mm-hmm. through, at the end of the day, go through your day and you go, okay, this person, you know, I was happy, I was sad, I was, you know, okay. And look who you are with. Because we're a bunch of antennas, okay, that are picking up on people. And a lot of us, mm-hmm. were you a sensitive child when you were younger? Did you pick up on people's thoughts and feelings and emotions with your school friends with your mom? Okay. How, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that would affect you, how you responded, how you reacted. So
mm-hmm.
that to develop an intimate relationship with somebody, you got to know your own energy. You got to know how things affect you, how people affect you. Think about how you feel during the day. When you're laying in bed at night. And then once you get that, right, you're going, okay, you know, you understand your emotional perception, maybe look at it as receptive energy, because as we're kids, we receive emotions of
of others, and we're not even aware of it. And we're taught how to stop, change, or change them, you know, change them. And most of us went through our either our childhoods in which we didn't know who we were. We were so open to people. Let's look at it like this. Like, if every TV was in the home was on, or every radio was on, or stereo, we were tapping into everything, every person that was in our household, right? And some people that weren't outside
right.
of our household. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, and that's like, you know, so what's really our thoughts and what's really somebody else's thoughts? And, you know, you got to know that. And so we're not taught how to stop or change them. Or, you know, but most of us went through, as I said, the childhoods, which we didn't know who we really were because we were tapping into everything. And if you don't know mm-hmm. that when you're a kid, you know, you haven't learned that as you're an adult. And like I did with my friend today, I go, listen, why are you sad? Because you're living a lie. You're still with your ex-husband that you're, you know, he's not, the paperwork's not to him yet. You want to be with somebody else. How can you be happy? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So really understand that. And you go, okay, show me who I really am. You know, and then you think about someone that you would like to love, like you did. You hadn't met him yet. And or maybe you have somebody you love and you want to be with him or her. And think about that. That's who you really are. What do you feel like when you're with that person or when you're connecting with that person? Most of the time, you feel good. How did you feel when you were connecting with John before you met John? I mean, how did you feel?
I feel good. It makes you happy. And in fact,
yeah.
you know, you were talking about the feelings you pick up from other people. I know people's thoughts when they're thinking about you and they're upset with you or they're angry with you, it affects you. I know it does. I know it affects me. And I know I recall asking you a couple of times, I'm really sad, feeling sad today for no reason. Is it me or is it somebody else who's thinking about me? And you know, and it wasn't me. It wasn't me being sad. It was somebody who was sad because they weren't with me. And so you can, you know, your thoughts carry energy, and they really do. And it other people's thoughts can affect you. And I always, you know, ask my angels to protect me from people I know who may not have may not wish me well because I think that
right.
affects you. But just like that. You know, bad stuff can affect you. Good stuff also does. And so when you're projecting something that's happy and full of love and you're feeling love and you're sharing, you know, in your mind, you're loving your partner unconditionally, even if you don't know them yet, it just lifts you up. It's that feeling of love that comes from God. And it's just the feeling of love concentrated on. You're not concentrating on anything that has to do with ego. You're not saying, I want this really good-looking person. You're just saying, I want to share love, real love with this person, whatever they look like. I don't, you know, I'm going to love them, whatever. And so it lifts you. It gives you a sense of lightness and expansive energy rather than restrictive energy, like angry feelings make you feel so restricted, you know. So it just
right.
opens you up. Yeah, yeah, totally. So that's the first step, even before you've met them.
Yeah, great explanation and great how-to. You know, and I think the best people don't realize, but as a result of, you know, a lot of us, we're tapping in as small children, man, to our friends, our family, to our
mm-hmm.
sisters, our brothers, to our relatives. We don't even realize it because we've got this great big old antenna that's popping out, just tapping into everything, you know. And
mm-hmm.
we're like, why am I feeling
mm-hmm.
this way? And, you know, and so if you realize that, you know, these are not your thoughts, are not your feelings. You got to really say, okay, who am I really then? And a lot of us are here to heal, counsel, or help others, or, you know, maybe professionally or just friends, or like we do here, we're coaches. And so we're very open telepathically, okay. So get
mm-hmm.
that. You guys are telepathically really open that are listening now or who will download it later. And, Guy, I know you are because I remember you go, I feel something getting ready to happen. Guy, that's funny. I love you when you do that. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
You remember that? You know? And, you know, and I was like, okay, talk to me about it. You tell me. And I think that part
mm-hmm.
of the reason why you're so good at this is because you didn't realize what you were doing until much later in the game. You know what I mean? And,
well, yeah, because I always just call it intuition. It's your gut feeling. It's your gut feeling, and you just feel it. you feel something's going to happen. You know, you just feel it coming on. You can just feel it. And I don't know. You know, and I think most people have that ability if they just kind of tap into it. But, you know, you can feel something that's going to happen and going to change, whether it's for the good or for the bad. You know, sometimes you feel that feeling of excitement, like something good's going to happen. And then sometimes it's like impending doom.
Yeah. Why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
I could tell a little story about God. So you guys will understand this. So Di did not like a guy that I was really interested in. Okay, and that's what happens with friends. They tell you the truth, and that's what I love about them. So I'm sitting there talking to her on the phone, right? Listen, I know you're going out with XYZ. I was like, and you're going to be with him today. I go, how do you know that? I saw him. She was right.
I saw him.
Do you remember? I was like, she goes, sure, he's no good. Bottom line, he was no good. Okay.
I knew. Yes, I didn't like you. Yes, exactly. I knew you were going to get hurt. I knew you were going to get hurt. You know, there's just some things that you feel it, and yet you can't stop it. You know, because we all have our own lessons to learn. You can't stop. I couldn't stop you from seeing this guy. You know, but I knew, and I was angry at him, even though he hadn't even done anything yet.
Well, he made up for it now.
Today, okay.
A little
he made
long.
Up for it, yeah. It's been a while. To manifest his bad deeds.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, most of us, that was like sensitive kids tuning into everything. And we didn't even realize it. You know, I know you did. You used to tap into your sister and everybody else, right? God is a tough cookie. She hit it well, you know. And, and that's, I appreciate that about you. And I did as well. I was like, I'm not going to tell people. I see somebody just, you know, like be mean or doing certain things. And, mm-hmm. you know, and growing up, we pick up messages telepathically. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your self? Sometimes we get mixed up because we've been doing this forever. We're thinking, okay, what is really me and what is really my family or friends that I'm picking up around me? Because remember,
mm-hmm.
it's like radio stations or TV or stereos. You're tapping into everything. So how do you not do that?
Oh,
find out who you really. Yeah, I mean, how do you
totally.
Do that? What
Everybody's
do you think? How does somebody?
Yep.
Yeah.
People who don't think they do have it, honestly. You know, people who don't think they do have that little, they pick up on stuff and they don't even realize that they're picking up on stuff. But it's what we all do. So then, okay, so here's the question. And if, okay, so say you have your partner then and you're picking up on, you know, some vibe that it's making you feel uncomfortable. You don't know what it is. So how, and we're talking about, you know, today how to develop a deeper, more intimate relationship with him. How do you verbalize that? You know, that's a tough one when you know something's wrong, you feel something's wrong, but they haven't said anything that, you know, you look like a hypochondriac. Something feels
an
like
emotional
it's wrong,
whack, right?
Right, I'm a professional whack.
Exactly. That's funny. You know, that's a tough one. So you got to remember to choose your words and choose your time. And that's really the
mm-hmm.
key thing there. So that means knowing yourself and saying, okay, show me who I really am. First thing, show me who I really am and what I'm and not who I'm picking up on. Because we learn to confuse
mm-hmm.
identities, especially when we're kids.
Right.
And that kind of thing. So if you say that now, you can say it now, or you can say it when you're a little girl, a little boy. But most of us who are listening to the show are older. You know, at least I think the demographics here are like 18 to 50. So, you know, so you say to yourself or you say to your higher power, you go, okay, show me the, you know, when I should say this. And because our emotions are a great indicator of where we are, but they're also a great indicator of the fears we have. Okay, so show me where I really
mm-hmm.
am and what's going on, and show me that rather than of what my fears are. Okay, you know what I mean? Because
right.
they were thoughts, she's cheating, and they're really not. It's our fear from the past relationship or ships that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you go, show me the truth. Guys, I'm going to tell you, when you ask your angels, and you really mean that, show me the truth and then add this with it. Show me in a way that it's not going to devastate me. You're going to get it, okay? Let me give you an example of that. I have a client who wanted to see the truth about her guy that she really was interested in. And it turned out that he was, she got the truth, and he was interested in her, and he was pursuing her, and she's like, there's something here. And everybody was talking mm-hmm. about her not being able to be in a commitment. And she goes, there's something more. And it turned out the guy had made his ex-girlfriend pregnant. And, she goes, she got the truth, and she got it, you know, in a cool way, in the sense that it didn't devastate her. And, you know, mm-hmm. and she's able to move forward. But that's what you need to do. Show me the truth. Also ask, show me in a way that it doesn't devastate me or cripple me, that I can move forward and learn lessons,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it says that's something, Garrett. And that's good, right? I mean, showing your own energy. What do you think about that?
I also think one thing that you always tell me is this your stuff or his? You know, you'll always say that. Is this your stuff or his? When you're struggling with something, you have to really step outside of yourself and say, is this my issue? You know, is it really something that this person's doing? Or, you know, is it I'm projecting old stuff of mine onto this person? And sometimes you are and sometimes you're not, you know, but that's something that I don't think a lot of people really step back and look at, because it's so easy to kind of project your old issues from different people, whether it's different partners or your parents or whatever, you know. You project it onto your current partner. So, and that's the other thing, you know, as far as developing closeness, it's hard to get close to somebody when you feel like they are, you know, you're paying for somebody else's sins all the time. And I know, you know, we've all felt like that with people in our past or whenever some people with their current partner. It's like you're being attacked all the time, or you're being, you know, you feel like you're being accused of something, or they're suspicious of you or whatever, and you're not doing anything. It's their stuff, you know, it's their old baggage that they're projecting onto you, or we can do vice versa, you know. So that's another thing, to really look at where you're coming from. Are you coming from a feeling of lack where you felt in the past, or did this person really do something? Is there something that they're doing that is really causing you to have that feeling? And so really think about where you're coming from before you have that conversation.
Right, exactly. You're so right on about that. And Di's done a lot of work on herself, you guys that are listening or who will download it later. And so you gotta recognize that, because I know that to look at that and you know, you guys are like, she doesn't know what I'm talking about because I have a really bad situation. She's had challenging situations herself, and you're able to look at it.
Yes.
So, oh, my goodness. Look at it. Is it your stuff or his stuff or her stuff, or, you know, or if you're a guy, it's your stuff or her stuff or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whoever you're attracted to, because that's key right there, you know. You know, I know myself, like, I'll give you an example. The other night I was in a situation, I was like, wait a minute, I'm going down a path that is so familiar to me, because I'm projecting onto him what I think he's doing, not what really is. And that's really what you got to
mm-hmm.
see. Is this what he's doing, or is this really what is? You know what I mean?
Right.
Or she, you can, mm-hmm. whatever gender you're interested in, or whoever you're interested in. So that's a key thing right there. Good point, by the way. So, because,
mm-hmm.
and that's hard to do when you're going through an emotional upheaval of he's doing this again.
Yeah.
And oh my God, you know, I've done that myself. So, and how do you stop that? You really got to learn to control your thinking and your thoughts. And how do you do that? You go, okay, I'm asking the universe, the God of my understanding, the angels, whoever you believe in, that I want to see things telepathically that is relevant to the situation, not from something I'm projecting onto him or her because of what has happened to me in the past. And realize that some of the things, and also ask yourself, you go, I want to receive information without judging it, and from what I'm projecting onto that person, what I think I know, or what's happened to me before, because that destroys the relationship. I know you've had examples of that, you know, or experience that you're in your own life, right? Mm-hmm. And
how do you do that? And from both sides, you know, from both sides. I mean, I have felt, and with previous people that I've, is definitely paying for other people's sins, and then I'm sure that John has paid for the sins of somebody else.
Well, you know, you think, no, it's hard. Yeah, it's difficult. So it's hard. You know, and everybody, we all struggle. You know, we all have our own issues that we all have our own baggage that we're bringing. But it's just, you know, as far as is this other person really pushing your hot buttons, or you know, is it really just your issue, or are they, you know, in fact doing something that is aggravating at work? You know, but one other thing that I always do is I always ask Archangel Gabriel to help me choose my words, because I, you know, this is God's messenger angel, and it's you know, the angel that guides communication, and I love Gabriel. And some people, you know, think of Gabriel as a woman, as a female presence, and I still am in the biblical, you know, kind of standard where Gabriel is the male spirit, but I think, you know, when you're asking God, whoever you choose to pray to, or whatever your belief is, you know, whatever higher power you believe in, ask him to help you choose the words, to find the right words, so that you're not, your partner won't feel attacked if you're upset, you know, that you know, that helps. That helps if you're just cognizant of trying to not make them feel attack. And I'm not successful with that. You know, I mean, we all have our issues. I know I'm not always successful with that, but it's fair fighting. You know, I remember my mom used to tell me that with some, I can't even remember, it was many moons ago, but she kept saying, this guy, he doesn't fight fair. He needs to learn how to fight fair, because it was like, if there was ever a disagreement, this person would just get dirty. You know, it was just like, they would dig for the they would really go for the jugular. They'd go for your sorest spot, the most tender spot to hurt you. And that definitely does not foster intimacy, because you start pulling away from people then, because they're using they're using personal intimate facts that you, you know, shared with them to turn around and hurt you then when they're upset or angry with you. So that's another thing, is learning how to fight fair. If you're in, you know, in an argument, you can't totally tear this, you know, make this person feel completely decimated. Otherwise, they will never tread that water with you again. So there's not going to ever be that open communication, because you're, you know, they're afraid, or you're afraid that somebody's going to be coming in for the jugular. So that's another, you know, point.
That's a very good point.
You already have the relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter, because you know what, because you didn't have the relationship, but what you did do is you did the work. And, you know, to do this work and to do it well, and to attract the mate and develop an intimate relationship with him or her, one of the things that you got to do is choose how you want to think, how you want to feel, and recognize that sometimes that when you're feeling sad and you're looking at your thoughts and your what's going on in that, you know, when you woke up this morning and you're in bed at night, realize that those are not your stuff. That's not your stuff. That's stuff that you're picking up. And then make a concentrated effort to say, okay, angels, God, whoever you believe in, Buddha, it doesn't really matter. Show me who I really am. And when you and give me the truth. And because when you ask, then be willing to receive it. And do it in, and I always add this, because, you know, I'm telling you, it's better. Give it to me in a way that is not devastating to me, that I can understand it and learn from it, okay, rather than going through this, whatever it is. But ask for that, you know what I mean? Because when you ask for it, you're going to receive it. I promise you it will happen that way. And, you know, I received information about somebody who was crazy about, and it was like, oh, okay, now I understand. Because people thought I had issues with the committee, and it didn't. I was like, no, I feel I need to figure this out. And so you'll get the information, and then you'll be able to make your decision based on true information about what really is. And then the second thing you do is like, okay, I recognize that I'm tapping into other people's information. I've done that since I was a small child. I want to see who I really am, okay? Not who I'm tapping into, because you're not your dad, you're not your mom, you're not your husband, your wife, or your mate, or whoever it may be, or your sister, your brother. You are you, and I promise you, your energy is amazing. And if you go, okay, have I ever not tapped into it? Is it not, things I'm feeling, is it not really me? Listen to your own advice, guy. It's like, maybe not. So ask to be shown who you really are and what you're tapping into, you know? Because I can promise you one thing. People miss out on so much because they're projecting onto to their potential mate or lover, whatever you want to call it, on what they think that they're feeling because of stuff that they've tapped into for all their whole life. And just ask to show who you really are. And that's key, you know, I think so. Don't you? Look at you. You're living with a guy, you know, and you love him. And he's an amazing person. So kind of cool, right?
And he puts up with me.
Yeah, and you put up with me.
That's right. We put up with each other. We haven't killed each other yet.
New day above ground is a good day, guy. That's always what I say. You're a great
person.
There's
no blood yet.
Yeah, exactly. Not yet. It's all good. But
exactly.
you're a great example, because you started manifesting him before you even met him. And what a great story. You know what I mean? Somebody asked me about you the other night. What is that? If she met her guy, I go, she met him, moved in with him, and is happy with him. How cool is that? It doesn't get any sweeter than that. You know what I mean? So, anyway.
Yeah. I wanted the happy ending.
Yeah, well, I think a happy ending slash beginning. She's got a great story. She's got a couple great books out there, three of them. I said, you mean there's a law that says he's attracted to me, and that's by Diane I. And then you've got a couple others I think that are really helpful to people because you gave unconditional love, and I think that's what you're here to teach us all. On some form or fashion, one of the lessons. So what are the other two books that you have so we can...
The other, you know what? Well, the one is The Return of Mikey, which is about my son. And, you know, he killed himself. And after he did, we had a lot of weird things happening, and we just felt like Mikey was trying to let us know that he was still around. So, you know, a lot of people have gotten some comfort from that book who've lost children, especially. It's tough, you know, it's a different loss. A child is a different loss. Just, you're never the same. I mean, you don't really recover from, as far as you're not the same person you were. You feel like half of your soul got ripped out basically. And you go along, but you know, there's so many people who have lost a child and they just kind of have died as well. And that's kind of my, you know, message to people that have suffered a loss like that, is you're still around here for a reason, and your child is still with you. You just can't see them. So all is not lost, even though it's a horrible thing at the time. But Mikey was very, very much an inspiration as a human being, and he still is as a soul. And then the other book, Facebook, The Greatest Aggressive Weapon Ever, is just, it's a poke at social media and our obsession of what we look like to other people, you know. It's so all about ego.
yeah, you're amazing with that. I told somebody today, I go, buy that book. It will help you. So they go, did it help you? I go, you bet.
They will help you, or at least you'll see yourself, or you'll see your friends in it, you know.
I hear you. Man, stalking, checking out people's lives, I never have time for that. It doesn't occur to me to do that. But
hiding, lying, you know. It's got the cheaters in there. It's got a little of everything.
That's funny. You know, I tell you, Di, one of the things, I don't know how you feel about this, but my dad told me this years ago. He said a couple great quotes he gave me, and I told him, and his, you know, I sent him a message, and it was public for everyone to see. I go, the best advice, one of the best advices that he gave me was never lie, never hide, always be transparent in a relationship. And I think that's probably the best thing that we can do, be transparent. You know what I mean? If you love your guy or girl, you know, just be transparent. And then your question is, what if he doesn't love me? Or what if she doesn't love me? Great. Then, you know, he's probably not the guy or girl for you. Right?
Right.
And
right.
If you have to dumb it down
that's
for him.
No, I was going to say, that's what's so hard. That's what everybody struggles with. It's like their heart is set on this one person who doesn't love them back. And they miss out on the right person because they just won't let go of the wrong person. Because if that person doesn't love you back, that's not the right person for you.
I agree with you. Yeah, right? Exactly. I agree with
that's
you on
that.
That's
a hard truth. Right.
Yeah, it's a hardcore truth there, too, as well. But, you know, Diane and I talked about this many occasions, you guys. So I hope you took her words, what she said, to heart, because it really has helped me, you know what I mean? And connect with your guy or girl before you meet him. That's what she did, and now she's living with him. And it's not been, you know, all roses, but there's been a few thorns, but you love him, and he loves you, you know what I mean? So, and I'll tell this to you guys who are listening or who will download it later. So I told Dean, I need a vacation to recover from my vacation. I'm like thinking, wow.
You got to make up for it, you know. If you take a vacation and all of a sudden you're working for like 14 days in a row to make up for the vacation that you took. So sometimes it's just like you can't really take a vacation without paying for it in one way or another.
That's funny.
But I mean, tonight, I'm in my height of glory, you know. We're going to build some burgers. I made baked beans and potato salad, and I got football on. And, you know, the weather's beautiful, and so that's what more could I ask for, honestly.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
It's a good night.
I'm so happy for you. Anyway, and she told me tonight, Di's a great, great intuitive herself. She said to me, she goes, listen, Tari, he's thinking about you. I'm like, yeah. All good. So, now he decided about me. It's even better.
Excited is the word I got. Yeah, she's excited.
Yeah, excited. And so she's a great intuitive and psychic and a wonderful counselor and spiritual teacher. So you guys, if you want a reading or you want to talk to us about things or you want to coach, we're great. And, you know, check us out on facebook.com/angelcoaches or angelcoaches.org, or you can find our book on angelcoaches.org. And we're making this a better site to serve everybody, because that's what we do. And you guys are amazing and wonderful, and we appreciate your support, and we will talk to you soon. All right. So Tuesday night, we've got our next show. It is all about manifesting and making things happen. And then, of course, Thursday is Transformation Thursday. And so we've got special guests coming up, so you guys don't mind missing it. But Di, thank you so much. It was wonderful working with you tonight, as usual. And
thank you.
You're amazing.
We always have laughs.
Yes, we do. Exactly. Imagine if we really did drink wine. It would be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys take care and have a great night. Bye now.
Bye-bye.